tired of the critics getting it wrong.
What is a professional critic?
Just know, we are here
to give you honest opinions.
Not paid ones.
Couple of critics.
Cass and Bell host.
Podcasts and reviews.
Movies and shows.
Products and events.
Out today.
We are a couple of critics.
What's going on, Cass?
And Bell.
And we are
a couple of critics.
What's going on, baby? What's going on?
Hey, everyone.
How's everybody doing? Appreciate you listening.
Thank you so much.
We appreciate the love. We recently, and we're talking about this a little later, but we recently had some celebrities been checking us out. We've been having a lot of people really. I know. See, when you work hard on a brand, at first it's always slow. Are you working?
No.
Are you working?
I am not working.
She is working.
I am not working.
That's why she's not on the mic. She's like,
hi, everyone. I'm not working. Yeah, but anyway, when you work on the craft.
When you work hard, mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? People will recognize it.
Yes.
And you know what? We are a testament to if you just put the work in, people will recognize. Mm-hmm. But this podcast is about PJ Morgan.
Yes, PJ Morton.
Now, I didn't know who this guy was, okay?
You say PJ Morgan.
Is it PJ Morgan?
PJ Morton.
PJ Morton. Yes. Oh, I apologize. I really do. I didn't know who he was. So let me tell you this. Can I tell the story? Me and my wife on Friday night said we're going to IKEA, right? Saturday night. We're going to go to IKEA. So I dress up. I always dress up. That's just me dress up like extra, right, too, as well. She's like, oh, you're not going to look good, and I look good. But I'm like, babe, we're just going to IKEA, and this is how I always dress, right? And that was my whole outfit. And that was my outfit for, like, the whole day. So it wasn't like
it was
I was...
not how he always dressed.
Anyway, so that's how I always dress people. So we go to IKEA, and we're in IKEA looking like we about to go, like, really tear the town up, right? So we went to IKEA to buy some plastic bags, because, you know, they got the plastic bag for cheap, you know what I'm saying? Like, a pack of 50 for, like, you know what I'm saying, $3. So,
yeah,
you know, we going to stop and get those, because we were out. So we looking mad fancy, mad, like, so we was like, what are we going to do tonight? We got to do. She looked online, and she found out that PJ Morton was performing at Dr. Phillips in downtown Orlando. So we were able to go down there and get some really good seats and see the show. And I'll let you continue, my love, because you seem to be working.
Yes, we did. We did. Mm-hmm. So we went. And so you dropped me off so I can see if there were, you know, any tickets available. Because, again, it was, you know, started at 8. And so we got there 8 o'clock. So then, you know, they had some tickets available. And it was pretty good seats,
yeah, pretty
too.
Good.
Mm-hmm. You know, I don't know if anyone ever been to a Dr. Phillips, you know, but it is a very smaller venue. So a smaller auditorium, but it's really nice. It's an orchestra.
Yes.
I've never been in it.
Definitely for like theater, yeah. Broadway mm-hmm. type.
Yes.
Lot.
Yes, they do. You know, but it was very, very good. So we got in, of course, we're sitting and he did have an opener for him. And so the whole opener that he had, because it was, I think it was something, gosh, what was his theme? His theme, I believe, was African.
Capitan
back to Africa.
Something like something that tour. It was Capitan, because apparently he said that he went to Africa for a month. And did his latest album, just going all through Africa and doing his music while he was traveling to Africa, just to be real authentic with the music. He said he didn't want to come back to the States and then do it afterwards. He wanted to be immersed in the environment and the inspiration, mm-hmm. which I thought was phenomenal and really great. And the music did reflect that. Now, the opening act was good with the caves.
Did. It was the caveman.
The caveman.
And Clint Coley, who was the comedian.
And I'll talk about that in a minute. But anyway,
the
caveman.
The caveman.
They were really, really good, really, really talented. The drummer was phenomenal. Mm-hmm. His vocal control was phenomenal. It was real, you know, you felt like you was really in Africa, the sounds they were producing. It was just two of them, you know what I mean? And one guy with a bass guitar, I believe, and the other guy with the drums. And,
yep.
you know, they were using the computer for other sounds and stuff. But it was a really great show. I didn't know any of their songs, but I really enjoyed it.
It was really nice. Yeah, we didn't know any of that band's, you know, songs. I mean, I believe they're not from here,
yeah.
too. They travel all the way there, you know, from Africa.
Yeah, 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 over. Yeah. They were definitely a great,
very, very nice
opening. You know, I have to admit, a Saturday night, you know, going out with your girl, with your lady, that was a great show. That opening was great. It was inspirational. It shows you that there's other music out there in the world that wants to present us in the Black community.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? And I really appreciated that because it wasn't the normal music. It was African music. It was authentic music. It was experimental music in a sense where they were playing with sounds in their music. I heard that. And it was definitely appreciated from the norm. It wasn't commercial. And I really enjoyed sitting down, listening to people that I've never heard before and just really absorbing the music. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. As a first time person hearing it, you don't get that too much. And it was enjoyable for me.
It really was. And I mean, you know, like say the sound that they brought was real. And it was actually called Cape Town to Cairo.
Cape Town to Cairo. Okay,
that was his, you know, the tour and everything. And it was great, you know, I mean, like from opening act, you know, again, it's a sound that I've never heard before. So it was very unique. And it was nice. It was nice to hear.
Yeah, definitely. And the host was Clint Coley,
who's the comedian.
He's gone viral over a few years. He did some viral stuff and now he's a comedian, stuff like that. And was he funny?
I thought he was okay.
Maybe I'm tainted by the... Well, okay, maybe we fast forward. We're not going to talk about PJ Morton yet, but, you know, being a celebrity or being somebody that people admire, look up to, and I'm not a celebrity, but, you know, I do have a really popular podcast, Black Men's Mental Health, and, you know, a lot of people know me, so everywhere I go, I always know somebody, and I've been to a lot of celebrity, you know, concerts and backstage, and we've done award shows and things like that. So, you know, I've felt the celebrity life, you know, in a sense. Mm-hmm. And people, oh, that's Casanova.
Yep.
You know, and, you know, we go somewhere, hey, that's Casanova. Yes. You know, so, you know, and one thing I like I said, I'm not on his level of popularity. I'm not on a lot of people, so I'm not saying this, but, you know, I get everybody got to make their money. I'm with that. Mm-hmm. Make your money. But I think that you should never put a price tag on taking pictures and really connecting with your fans.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, Mr. Chris Coley was selling shirts.
Clint now, Coley.
Clint Coley, I'm sorry. I don't want to mess up anybody's name. Clint Coley seemed like a really cool guy, though. So I don't want to bash or anything like that. You know what I'm saying? Cool guy. But, you know, he was selling his shirts. And the only way you could take a picture with him is to buy his shirt. Now, the shirts by themselves, to be honest, like, I get it. You know what? They had like one little quote on them. Like, he could have probably bought a whole bunch of shirts from Walmart and pressed it in, which is cool. Like, and then he's charging $30 for it.
Yeah,
like, make your money. Like, come here. Make your money. But it wasn't like, you know, these shirts were not made somewhere special. And it was just very simple wording on it. It was like, they had like five words on it and on the corner. Mm-hmm. And that's it. Maybe his slogan.
It was like his little slogan.
Yeah, yeah. And he was selling. And then the only way you could take pictures with him if you buy a shirt. Mm-hmm. And I, you know, get it. Make your money. I don't agree with it. I don't think, you know, I get Chris Brown or Beyonce or somebody like that. You know what I'm saying? But they even take pictures with fans. You know what I mean? And they're on another level, you know. But do that, I didn't agree with it. You know, my wife did try to go get a picture with him and talk to him. But as soon as he said the shirt, we didn't even, you know, and I'm glad we didn't have our tag on. I'm glad that, you know, he didn't know who we were. Because, you know, a lot of people will see the tag and say, oh, they're McMedia, so let me do this, you know. So I'm glad because like I said, it was last minute, so we didn't have our tags on it. So in a way, I'm glad that, like, you know, I got to see somebody, how you treat a regular person. You know
right,
what I mean?
Right.
Because I'm sure we had our tags and they were, oh, yeah. I just don't think you should treat people like that come out to pay money to see you. They're your fans. Take a picture with them. You know what I'm saying? Especially if you're there. But like I said, everybody has to make their money the way they make their money. So I don't hate him. I think he is funny. I don't think he's not funny. You know what I mean? And I support Black men, but I'm also just didn't really, that left a little bad taste in my mouth that, oh, only we can take take a picture. And he wasn't mean with it. So it wasn't like he was like had an attitude
or
anything like that. So, you know, he wasn't on some old dick shit where he was like, oh, well, no, you just like, hey, yeah, I just don't take pictures. You know, buy a shirt now. Take, like, and that's his business. So there's nothing bad about that. You know, I just don't agree with it personally. I think, you know, he should have just took pictures with everybody. You know, to me, that helps your social media. People are going to be tagging you in it. People are going to be promoting you and push you, stuff like that. I think you really lose out on the bigger picture of money. You know, like, yeah, you get the $30 and all that, but having more people, you know, tagging you and seeing your face around, to me, is more money in the long run. But, you know, like I said, that's what he did. But anyway, he was the opening act, and he was the host.
He was the host, and he was the host. Comedian.
And, you know, he was, I mean, like I said, he did
his thing. I thought he did a good job. You know, yeah. Some of his jokes, I mean, I thought they were entertaining, you know, for what it was.
Yeah. I mean, it was entertaining. You know, it was cute. You know, it was, you know, he did his thing. I know he's coming back to Orlando sometime. You know,
check him out after hearing what
no,
you said.
I don't have no honest opinion. You know, so the people get sensitive about it. Just may not agree with it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like I think I don't agree in how you move it, but you know what? That's him.
PJ right? Morton.
So, shout out to PJ. So thank you, PJ Morton. You are definitely important. He is a
writer, performer, and you know,
six.
Well, I don't know, 5-time Grammy.
But you know what? Sure.
You know, and so I don't know if you ever, you know, seen him on, but he's been on like BET Soul Train Awards that they have, the NAACP, you know, some of those.
That, the Black Circuit.
Yes, the Black Circuit. Yeah. Also on the radio, if you have Sirius, of course, you know, he's always on Soul Channel, Heart and Soul, and you know, some of those stuff.
His music was real good.
So
like
it's
never
really good.
I didn't know one song that he played, but it, no. And I'm saying this as a positive thing. I didn't know one song, but I enjoyed the songs.
That's good.
And he had some fans there that were really
They were into him. They really, really love him, you know. And so, I mean, he has a really great music resume. I mean, he grew up in the church gospel. His parents, you know, are pastors and such. And so he has that gospel background and everything. And not only that, but he also, you know, used to be what the was he the keyboardist?
No, he still is. He's the keyboardist for Maroon 5.
Maroon 5.
He was the keyboardist since 2012. Because their old keyboardist left or something. He was like temporary, but then became permanent. Mm-hmm. But he's been with them since 2012. So that means he was like, you know, with all the hits, like Move Like Jagger and all that stuff. So, you know what I mean?
Definitely.
And he tours with them and stuff like that when they're touring or when they do things. And then he does his own thing, which is like, to be honest, he has a music career that I think most people should really want. You know, he's with one of the biggest bands in the world, Maroon 5. I mean, let's go. Maroon 5 is huge. He gets to tour, do arenas, all that stuff. And then he has his own music, his own fans.
Own
you know, because think about it, you're part of a big brand, but then you're your own brand. You know, and that's like, for one, that's like double the check. So, you know what I'm saying? He stay busy. So when he not touring for him and his fans, he's touring Maroon 5 and getting that money. So you a smart black man.
Very smart. I mean, you know, he released his debut album. I mean, his debut EP back in 2012. You know, and then again, it's just continuing all the way to 2024. I mean, his fan, he has a large fan base.
Man,
they were singing the songs. They know.
Really, said them black people. Nope, go get it, PJ.
It's like you were in church. Like, you know, go get, you got
get
this,
it,
girl.
You got this,
you
PJ.
Got, it's like you were in church, you know?
He had that one girl that was just saying that was phenomenal,
too. Oh, yeah,
too.
She really was really, really good.
She was really good, too. Yeah.
Was great. I mean, his, you know, he was playing a keyboard as well and a piano, and he also had live, you know, instruments, of course.
Great band.
And they were a great band. And they were really, really good.
And he's definitely a showman, you know what I mean?
Yes,
you would think, you know, when you first say somebody is a keyboardist in a huge band, they're more in the cut, in the background. But, you know, he definitely has what it takes to be that leading man. He went out there, he interacted with the crowd, he got them involved, he was energetic, he was funny, he was entertaining. He definitely knew how to come in and control the room, control the vibe. And he did something that I used to love with artists back in the day, right? They don't do that too much anymore, you know, where they be like, good night, and they leave, and you think it's over. Like, literally, people start leaving.
Encore.
And then he came back. And did like three more songs. You know what I'm saying? Like that was like, I remember back in the day, I remember when I was young, right? It was my first concert ever. It was a Jodeci concert. It was at Madison Square Garden, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they done, you know, you know, just, boom. Hey, the lights came where everybody started leaving, right? I think Casey comes out, JoJo comes out, where you going? We ain't done. Everybody ran back to the seats like, oh shit, you know what I'm saying? And artists do that back in the day, like they act like they leaving, good night, but then they come back, you know what I'm saying? And then they do like four more, you know, they don't, now they kind of do it, they'll leave, but then they come back and they do one more show on the ender.
Right,
but back in the day, they used to act like it was done. Lights come on and shit and stuff. Everybody walking out and then they come back in like, where y'all going? You know what I'm saying? We going to do some more. Can we do some more? We're going to keep this going. You know what I'm saying? He did that, you know what I'm saying? That, so shows his showmanship, which is great. And like I said, I didn't know one song. I really didn't know one song. I think you knew, you familiar because you listened to the station.
Yes, I listened to the station, but I only really knew like two songs, really.
I can say that I didn't hear a bad song.
No, not at all.
I didn't hear a song where I was like, oh, that shit sucks. You know, there was some really great songs. There was this one love song that was really touchy. Something about, so You Are touching. The One. Yeah, oh my God, I got to so find touching. That. But he was talented. He was good. There is nothing I could say about his show. It was a good length as well. Was it short? It was a good length.
It was a good.
I think that type of arena for his show was really good. Just that intimate. It was like, you know, it's like an orchestra with the balcony and stuff like that. But it was really intimate as far as like, you know, just the position of everybody. And he had some fans. He had some people that knew his songs word for word. They were on their feet. Yeah, there was part of the shows where they was on their feet. They were going. He got a standing ovation when he was done. Mm-hmm. I'm glad that, you know, we went there. And I'm a fan. He has a fan.
You have, yes. He definitely has,
you know,
has
a fan. I downloaded his music.
Go and
it's on my playlist.
Albums. Yeah.
PJ Morton. Yo, if you want real music, if you want authentic music, if you want a person that is talented, that is not about that's writing songs that are really relevant to life, about love, about struggle, about just a good music.
Yeah, just, you know, being in love and being together. I mean, it was so
you touching. Could see he's a musician and loves what he does. Yes. You could see that.
Yeah, he definitely put his soul in, you know, in his music.
I know. Who was in the house? Tylee?
Oh, not Tyree. Tyler. You know, I'm wrong. Why do you?
I'm horrible. I mess up everybody's name. I swear everybody's name. But yeah, he was in the building because if you're from Orlando, he is
a big gospel.
He's a big gospel.
And
he's based in Orlando. Mm-hmm. So we've been to a lot of shows where he's been there.
Yeah.
Like he goes to a lot. I think he goes like every show in Orlando. He goes to every show. I swear. I think maybe he has like the unlimited pass to every show because he goes everywhere. Like, you know what I'm saying? I mean, he ain't done a hit in years. So like at the end of the day.
No, he came out with a new song, babe.
See, I'm not on.
Well, he's gospel.
You know what? I stand corrected. I apologize. You know what?
He was just on a Breakfast Club.
Oh, yeah. See, I don't want to get canceled. I want to get canceled. Please. Like, damn, that didn't cast me. Nah. All right. I apologize. You know what I'm saying? He is big I know he's big in the gospel world. I know he's a figure. But he's always in Orlando. I mean, he has a church here in Orlando.
He lives in Orlando.
He lives in Orlando. He's at every, we see him at all the shows all the time. Like, we've never talked to him. But like I see him all the time at shows. He's always there. And don't even be like, he was at the Jodeci show where we went, I think. Was it Jodeci?
Oh, I don't know.
Or was it Flowetry?
I have no idea.
Well, he was at one of those secular shows. He was at the secular shows.
But all I know is PJ Morton's latest album is Cape Town to Cairo, which is what his tour is. Mm-hmm. That's, you know, kind of where he talked about going out, you know, was in Africa, different parts and stuff for the month and kind of, and then he wrote the album in that 30-day time frame. So
man, that's talent, man.
He featured a lot of great songs.
Yo, pick up that new album. Pick up his old music. It's really great. You know what I'm saying? Like
so beautiful.
It is. And you know what I do appreciate about him? I don't think I'm glad that his career isn't being overshadowed by Maroon 5. You know what I'm saying? Like, people were there for him. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Nobody was, you know, and you know, majority were black people. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. There was some white people there too, but I didn't, you know, it wasn't a sense of, you know, it's kind of like, you know, even like when you go see, like, you know, Justin Timberlake, you're like, you're hoping he's going to do some NSYNC shit. You know what I mean? Because at the end of the day, that band was so phenomenal that, like, even though Justin Timberlake is talent on his own, but, you know, the foundation, you know what I mean? Even like somebody like Bobby Brown or New Edition or BBD, you know, when you with something that's so, it's overshadows. But with him, it's like, you know, it's not overshadowing. You know? He has his own lane. He's winning Grammys. Mm-hmm. He's doing his own thing. And he's still part of a huge band, but it's not overshadowing, you know? And I like that he didn't do any Maroon 5 stuff. He didn't say, you know, I'm part of this band. You know, he didn't mention them at all. You know what I'm saying? And he just did his music. And I appreciate that because at the end of the day, he is building legacy. He's not rested upon. He's not using that, oh, I'm with Maroon 5. Mm-hmm. So let me do a little, you know, this tune right here. Move like Jagger, dude. And then, you know, no, he didn't use it at all. It was about his music. And his music stands alone by itself as great. I'm a fan. He has a fan in me. And like I said, the tour is great altogether. It was a good show from the opening act to the host to him. It was a good show. And you know what? I'm glad that, you know, we saw him. I am too.
Like I say, I only, you know, knew the two songs, but every single song that he sung was so beautiful. And so, yeah, it made me, you know, go ahead and stream him and purchase his albums and stuff. So, you know, definitely I will say, you know, one of my favorite songs now from him is the Good Morning song. Such a nice love song, you know, definitely for the lovers.
Yeah, that was a good song. I do remember that song. But like I said, all his songs, like I said,
majority of them are all beautiful lovers.
I didn't know him. He had some upbeat songs that were good too.
Yes.
But like I said, I didn't know his music until then. Mm-hmm. And to be honest, you know, we get familiar with the sound and music. And, you know, when we go to a concert, you know, you tend to be like, you really more judgmental. Like, okay, what is this? You know, I don't know this guy. So, you know, you're going to be judgmental. But I could be honest and say that, like, I was sitting there as if I already knew him. Mm-hmm. Like, I was into the music. Mm-hmm. My head was bopping. I was, you know, I was feeling it as if I knew his songs. Mm-hmm. They were good songs. Especially when you hear a song that you've never heard before and you're just jamming to it.
Yeah.
That's a good song. You know what I'm saying? Like you know, because like I said, people tend to want to judge more when you don't know. Like, mm-hmm. Oh, who this nigga? You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, nah, he ain't Chris Brown. You know what I'm saying? he ain't Anderson Park. You know what I'm saying? You know, but. You know, I didn't feel that at all. I sat there. I really enjoyed the music. I enjoyed the band. The band was great.
The band was so good.
Like I said, PJ Morton, I appreciate you. I appreciate him liking our thing, even talking about it. I appreciate you even liking the post that we're going to do a podcast.
Next time you're in Orlando,
we want to come. And you know what? We want to do a meet and greet and have an interview with you. Like, I know we're not big like that yet. You know what I'm saying? But you know, I want to have I want to put it out there. PJ Morton, if you're ever in the Orlando area, we would love to have an interview with you and just talk to you because you're an amazing artist. You're an amazing talent. And I think more of the world needs to know about
you. The type of music that you're putting.
You know what I'm saying? I'm going to put you, you know, we own the network, The Culture Radio, and we have a station called the Soul of R&B. Mm-hmm. And we are going to, you know, we got the licenses, don't worry. So your record's paid, right? But we're going to put your songs in rotation, like, to be honest, because you know what? I love the music, mm-hmm. and I think you're talented. So, yo, I'm going to try to support as much as I can. So you have love with The Culture Radio and Couple of Credits.
Yep. Thank you so much. Have a good one, everyone.
All right, everybody. Well, damn, that's how you ended. Man, supposed to be like, all right, well, appreciate everybody listening.
I appreciate it. You know what I'm saying? Check out again, Couple of Critics.
Man, you're horrible.
The Culture Radio. Download our app. You know, on Apple and Google.
Yeah, and also on the app, we're going to have exclusive. We have a playlist on there for all our podcasts, but we're also going to throw in exclusive podcasts that you can only listen to on the app. They're not even going to be available on Spotify. None. It's going to be only on the app. So we're going to, it's going to be exclusive podcasts, exclusive things that we're going to do. Like if we do an interview with somebody, we're not going to put it on Spotify yet. We're going to put it directly on the app on our playlist because we had our own playlist. Also, Becca, her podcast, she has her playlist as well, and you can listen to her podcast and exclusive as well. So download the Culture Radio app. Actually, when you open it, you're going to see us on it because we're featured on it, which is a privilege because we own it. Yay. So, but yeah, so we're really, really gearing and really building the app, man. You want to listen to music 24 hours a day, all types of music. We have 15, 16 stations on there, all different genres. So you can listen to music and it's free. You don't got to pay for it. You could just jam and rock out. We got playlists of reggae, R&B, where you know, just your favorite, you know what I mean? Yeah. So like I said, download the app and enjoy the app. But we appreciate you.
And hit us up.
And hit us up on acouplecritics.com. If you got a product, a show, or anything you want us to review, we'll review it for free.
Yes.
But let you know that we're going to give an honest opinion. So it's not going to be us being nice because you were nice to us. We're going to give an honest opinion, respectfully. You know that guy, that the tall guy, and he sits there, he has the glove. He's like, respectfully. You didn't see that online? Is a guy, he does comments of people's videos and stuff, and he talks from the side. He talks like this. He says, you know, respectfully. No? You don't
respectfully,
know?
Respectfully, I don't know.
You don't know? Oh, okay. Well, anyway. Well, we appreciate you. acouplecritics.com. Until next time.
Bye.